Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Show us, Lord, your love and grant us your salvation.
Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, rather in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You, Lord, are my Father, or our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? This verse reminds me of the Father in the prodigal son, the parable of the prodigal son. Our Father in heaven loves us. He does not want us to stray from him. But in that love, he knows that he has to let us go so that of our own free will, we return to him before it is too late. But our Father in heaven never abandons us because he breathed his spirit into our soul when he formed us in our mother's womb and give us light and give us life. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. So his spirit dwells in us always. Because of this indwelling of God's spirit in our hearts, we do desire to do things that are pleasing to God. And we hear this in the first reading when it says, "Would that you might meet us doing right, that we are mindful of you in our ways." But it is a challenge to us, right? Because we are prone to not do the things that we ought to do, but we do the things that we ought not to do in our lives. That's what St. Augustine says about us, right? And him included. For all of his life, he did things that he ought not to do, and he did not do things that he knows he ought to do. And we find ourselves doing that in our lives. So, therefore, what must we do? We must be watchful. We must be alert. We must watch, right? I remember as a boy, you know, waiting for my father, my dad to come home from work at night. He usually comes home around 9 o'clock. And as soon as he got through the door, you know, my brother and I would say hello to him, and then we would scurry on off to bed because we had to get up the next morning to go to work. And so as we reflect on the word watch and be alert, right, sometimes in our lives there are two reasons why we are watchful and we are alert. The first reason is because we are doing something in joyful anticipation of someone or something coming, right? We're in joyful anticipation. The second is when we are trying not to get caught doing something, right? We're alert. We're having someone outside watchful and being alert for us. And so I believe in today's gospel, we are reminded that we should be waiting, watchful, and alert in a joyful and hopeful manner, right? In a hopeful anticipation of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in his second coming at the ends of time. And we do that out of love and not out of fear, right? And so that in this anticipation that we're feeling, this hopefulness that we're feeling that symbolizes by the first candle that we lit for this first Sunday of Advent, that's the watchfulness and that's the alert that God is waiting for us, is calling upon us for, right? And not out of fear, but out of love for God. That's why He gives us free will, that He allows us, like the prodigal son, to go astray in our lives. But He's always calling us back to the many people in our lives. People that are like welcoming us, asking us to come to Mass, asking us to pray. And He's always welcoming us back to Himself before it's too late, right? Because one of these days, we will stand in for judgment before Christ, right? And then He'll judge us for our action and our response to the revelation that He's revealed to us in our lives. And so, in this time of preparation, in the shortest Lenten season ever, because I don't know if you noticed, but on the fourth Sunday of Advent is that Saturday, that Sunday morning, and then that afternoon is Christmas Eve. And so in this time of anticipation, let's just make the most of it, right? Let's just dive deeper into prayer, deeper into our relationship with each other and with Christ, and then wait anticipably with great joy for the second coming of our Lord, but also for the birth of our Lord on Christmas Day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.